What you doing?
Homework?
Nuh-uh. You guys were kissing.
Well, you know, nothing gets by you.
In school, we learned millions of germs live in your spit.
Well, Michelle, when you kiss someone, you don't really think about germs and spit.
Okay, it's your mouth.
Now, where were we? You know, I think we should get back to this geometry guy.
The milkman, the paper boy, evening TV.
Everywhere you look, everywhere
there's a heart,
there's a heart,
a hand to hold on to.
Everywhere you look, everywhere
there's a face
of somebody who needs you. Everywhere you look,
when you're lost out there and you're all alone, the island is waiting to carry you home. Everywhere you look, everywhere.
How was your new playgroup today, huh? You guys voted least likely to have split ends? That luster, it's blinding. It's blinding. I bet all your little friends were jealous of you guys, huh?
Jess?
Hmm?
Honey, can you come here for a second?
Yeah. Hold on one second.
About their little friends, they don't have any.
What do you mean they don't have any?
Well, Mrs. Plankin said they won't socialize with other kids in playgroup. They only play with each other.
Well, they're probably just too cool. Same thing happened with Elvis and his playgroup. He'd only hang out with Sonny and Red.
Jess.
It's in all the books.
Come on, this is serious. Now, Mrs. Plankin suggested that we join a parents of twins support group.
We don't need any support group. What does this Plankin character know?
Well, she's got 4 kids, a PhD in child psychology, and she wrote a book, Why Your Twins Don't Socialize. It was nominated for the Pulitzer Prize.
Nominated? Ha! She's so smart, why didn't she win? Right, boys?
You said it!
High fives!
All right.
And, you know it all, huh?
When it comes to our kids, that's right. I mean, look, Beck, the playgroup was probably just boring, that's all.
You could do better?
That's right again.
Is Thursday good for you?
Perfect.
Good.
Good, good. What good? What happened?
Well, I'm going to call all the parents and tell them that playgroup is here next week.
Our house? This house? Beck, just out of curiosity, approximately how many of these knee nibblers will be joining us?
Only 7. But don't worry, it'll feel like a lot more.
Shouldn't we ask DJ before we borrow her stuff?
Michelle, DJ and I have a special understanding. What's mine is hers, and what's hers
is... Hey, who swiped my stuff?
Still hers. Uh-huh, my sweater. And my bracelets. You know, I'm tired of you guys stealing my stuff. We're not stealing, we're simply borrowing.
And when did you plan to give it back?
When you caught us.
Stealing? You guys go into my room every time I give it back.
Girls, you know the rule. No arguing an hour after eating. Want to get a cramp?
Dad, every time I take a shower, somebody goes in my room and swipes something. And now Michelle's doing it too.
So, stop taking showers.
Then we definitely stop borrowing your clothes.
Okay, that's enough. I think it's time for Dad Talk number 42. Now, wait a minute. 42 would be table manners at a luau. Now, this would be Dad Talk 45. Sharing. It rhymes with caring. Come on, girls. You know you have to respect DJ's property. Next time you want something, just ask her for it, okay?
Got it, Dad.
Okay.
And DJ, you know, next time you could be a little bit more generous.
I'll try, Dad.
Okay.
Thanks for the talk. Sometimes we just need a little reminder.
You know, my dad talks are getting pretty good lately. Maybe I should tape them and try to market them, you know? I could call them Pop Psychology. You know, pop like dad. And, well, just a working title.
All right, you little closet kleptos, hand it over.
You just told Dad you were going to be more generous.
That was next time. This is still this time.
Couldn't last time be this time, so this time could be next time?
I got to learn to tell time.
Come on, hand it over. Give me all the bracelets. Every one of them. And the
wheels on the bus go round and round, round and round, round.
All right, everybody sing it like Tony Curtis.
The wheels on the bus go round and round, round and round, round and round. The wheels on the bus go round and round, all through the town. I love you, Spartacus.
Hey, hey, boys, where are you going? Get back on the bus.
I like it here.
Guys, come on. We gotta play with the group. Come on, boys. They're nice kids. I mean, sure, there are a few bad haircuts out there, but you'll find that in any group. Just look at Congress. Now, come on, guys. Let's go play with the kids. Don't you want to go play with the kids?
Not today.
Jess?
Huh?
You know, if Muhammad won't go to the mountain...
All right, which one's Muhammad?
No, what I'm saying is, if the boys won't go to the group, bring the group to the boys, you know?
Oh, yeah, well, I knew that. So no kids named Muhammad, right? I just want to...
All right, let's go, group. Come on. I've got a couple of lads for you to meet over there. Let's go. I'll be a pumped-up goose. Go on, bring your shillelagh over there.
See that, boys? The kids came over to play with you.
See you later, Daddy.
Guys, where are you going? You're supposed to be playing with the other kids.
All right, gang, you know what? They'll be right back. They're really a lot of fun. In fact, they're party animals, these kids. Now, go play with Uncle Jojo.
Come on, let's go.
This playgroup's boring.
Hey, cut me some slack. I run a pretty good playgroup.
You don't have a clue.
Oh, playgroup critic, huh? All right, what's your name? What do they call you? What's your moniker, kid?
Ron's Plankin.
Yeah, Plankin. I heard your mom lost the Pulitzer.
She got nominated.
Whoa, good one.
Huh, nailed by an ankle biter, eh?
Really, I watch the kids, huh?
I'm dead. My life is over.
Oh, come on, DJ. It's not that bad.
Not that bad? I got a ticket. My dad's never going to let me drive his car again. I can't believe I'm a pedestrian. Deej, this isn't about religion. You're going to be walking.
You know, Kimmy, this is all your fault.
Hey, I was airing out my socks. Who knew that hanging your feet out the window was illegal in this state? Well, this ticket says you're obstructing my view.
Wait, I thought you got it because her feet didn't meet current pollution standards.
Deej, it's your dad's car. You got to do the right thing. Pay the ticket and don't tell him. Well, I guess what he doesn't know can't hurt him. That's why Nana waits till Grandpa's asleep before she trims his ear hair.
I gotta go now, Deej. All right? Good luck. Oh, and Kimmy, listen, next time you decide to stick your feet out the car window, make sure we're going through, like, a car wash.
Bye-bye, Deej. Hi, Deej. How long have you guys been here?
7 years.
I don't mean on the planet, Michelle. How much did you guys hear?
Just enough to ruin your life.
Look, you two, not a word to Dad. You mean
You want us to keep something from Father?
We couldn't.
Okay, what do you guys want?
Well, for starters, how about taking a little tour of your closet?
Okay, you little rats can borrow my clothes.
That's just the beginning. We also need to accessorize.
Pocket full of posies, ashes, ashes, we all fall down.
Oh, Slinky in the butt. That's a big owie. There we go.
Look how much fun they're having over there, guys. Don't you want to go over and play?
No way.
Oh, come on, guys. You don't want your old man looking like a bonehead, do you?
Hi, bonehead. Hi, bonehead.
All right, time for a little motivation here. I didn't want to resort to this, but if you will go over there and make some new friends, I'm willing to give you some gummy bears. Not yet. Not yet. Not yet. Now, you guys go over there and make some new friends. Come on. Hold on. Right, it's Mom. Come on. Here we go. Come on, guys. Here we go. Follow the gummy bears. That's it. Okay, it's time to play WrestleMania, everybody. Jump on Uncle JoJo.
Oh, cut it.
That's it, boys. Socialize. Very good. Oh, hey, welcome to Uncle Jesse's house. Oh, friendly fun.
Look at that, they're playing Jump on Joey. Haven't played that since college. Cowabunga!
So, honey, how's the playgroup going?
Oh, it's going great. I got them eating out of my hands. You know what? Nikki and Alex are making so many new friends, I think we're going to have to rush right out and get them a Fisher-Price Rolodex.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Then how come Nikki and Alex are over there by themselves? Look, Jess, we have a problem. Won't you at least think about going to this parent of twins support group?
All right. Thinking. No.
I hope you didn't sprain anything.
Look, we don't need any support groups. Our kids are fine. You know what? They're just a little tired from glad-handing all day with their new friends. That's all. All right, guys, you ready to go back and see your pals? Huh? Come on, Alex. You want to go see your friends?
No.
What about you, Nikki? You want to go see your friends?
I don't want to.
Beck, we have a problem. Hi, my name is Jesse, and I'm a parent of twins.
Hi, Jesse.
You have to say?
Hi, my name is Jesse, and I'm a parent of twins. It's a major breakthrough for me.
You're not going to tell them about our problem, are you?
It's none of their business.
I'm sensing a red aura here.
What aura? What red aura?
Everyone else's aura here is green, which means open to change. But your energy is red. Stop. Go no further. Your feelings can't get through the intersection.
What is this, traffic school?
Okay, why don't I tell everyone about
Becky, please. I'm sure there are people here with problems far more serious than ours. Not that we have a problem, per se. It's just... Well, look at this guy. Now, here's a guy with problems. Spill it, man. Go through the intersection. Let it out.
Thank you. Yesterday, our 15-year-old twins, Phil and Phil, spelled differently. They cut school, went down to Fisherman's Wharf, put on lobster suits, and started pinching all the tourists.
Lobster suits. And this guy's got problems. We're there for you, man.
Thank you.
When did you first notice something wrong?
When they were about three, yes. They wouldn't play with any of the other kids. They were always off by themselves. Boy, I wish we had had a group like this back then. Maybe today my fills wouldn't be dressed up like crustaceans.
Hold on a second. Now back up a little bit. Now, you say when they were three, they wouldn't play with anyone else?
That's right. We tried everything. We took them to all the play groups. We even tried to bribe them with candy. Worst thing we could have done. The more we pushed them, the more they clung to each other.
Oh, this is terrible. You got to do something, Seth. Say something. Help us. Help him.
Help him?
All right. Green light, green light, green light. Help me. It's too late for him. His kids are lobsters. No offense, man.
None taken.
Okay.
Look, you see, what Jesse means is, well, we're having the same problem with our twins. Well, I mean, they're not lobsters yet. They're more like little hermit crabs. But the point is, they don't like socializing with anyone but each other.
This is a very common problem for twins. On the one hand, they always have someone to play with, so there's no pressure to socialize. But on the other hand, it's good to give them individual attention, interests, names.
Told you, Phil.
Shut up, Phyllis.
Your twins don't have to do everything together. If one of them likes science and one of them likes music, take one to the museum and one to see cats.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I see what you're saying. So let them go out and do their own thing. And that way, you know, then maybe they'll meet other kids that like to do what they like to do.
Very insightful, Jesse.
Yes, very good, Jesse.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, insight's always been a forte of mine.
We have a little tradition here when someone has a breakthrough.
Oh, yes, Seth? Check this out. My first night, I'm already getting an award.
Jess?
Yes?
You get to wear the green Aura fedora.
Yes! Steph, that's my new blouse.
I know. Don't you think the color brings out my eyes?
Oh, I'll bring out your eyes.
And I'll bring out your ticket. Which will bring out that vein in Dad's head when he starts screaming.
Michelle, why are you wearing my sweater?
Because I can.
That's it. You guys are taking this way too far.
Fine, why don't you tell Dad?
Tell Dad what?
Tell Dad how great the girls look in my clothes.
Oh, yeah.
You know what would look great with this blouse? A new pair of socks.
New socks?
I think new socks will be just the ticket.
Fine. I want you guys to get everything you deserve.
This is just wonderful to see my daughters getting along with each other like this. Showing each other love and respect. Wow, it's nice to see that my dad talk the other morning had this much impact on you. My dad talks never have this much impact on me. What's going on in here?
Nothing.
Nothing? Huh. You know, when sisters say there's nothing going on, it usually means that they're hiding something. Now, DJ has been acting extra generous lately.
Why?
And Stephanie and Michelle, they've been acting extra greedy lately. Why? You know, it can only mean one thing.
I did it. I used your toothbrush to brush Comet's teeth.
Okay, it can only mean two things. But we're going to talk about that one later.
Dad, call off the investigation. I got a ticket. Now, it wasn't a speeding ticket or anything. Kimmy was airing out her socks and her feet obstructed my vision.
You know, I thought the car smelled funny. I thought she just hit a muskrat or something. DJ, why didn't you tell me?
I'm sorry, Dad. I was afraid that you would get mad at me and never let me use your car again.
I don't suppose somebody found out about all this and used this information to enhance their own wardrobe?
That's you, right, Steph?
That's both of us.
I'm sorry, Deej.
Me too.
Okay, I'll tell you how we're going to deal with this. For the next 2 weekends, all right, DJ, the only time you can use my car is to take Michelle and Stephanie anywhere they want to go.
Dad, that's not fair. I think it's extremely fair.
Well, you're going to just love this part then. So the next 2 weekends, Steph, you and Michelle are grounded.
Grounded?
But then DJ can't take us anyplace.
You see, that's the fair part.
What does the elephant say?
He's chasing him.
He's chasing him?
Hey, guys.
Jason, hi.
How was the zoo?
Oh, it was great. Nicky really loves animals, and you know what? He made a new friend named Stuart.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Nick, tell Daddy what Stuart said.
Camels stink.
I don't want him hanging around Stuart anymore.
How was the park?
Oh, it was a blast. He played with a bunch of other little baby Ruths. Tell mommy what you hit.
Guy's head.
Yeah. Felt like a home run, too. All right, you guys had fun today. You did your separate things. You made some new friends. Now go ahead and go get reacquainted.
Let's go, brother.
Well, honey, you got to admit, that support group had some pretty good ideas. Well, except for the hat.
Yeah. Well, I will say this one thing. They do validate you.
Ooh, validate? Jess, you're really getting into the psychology lingo.
I meant the parking. You're right, Beck. It was good. It was good we went to the group. And the truth is that I think they really helped us.
Honey, just clear something up for me. If you knew that we had a problem, why did you have such a hard time admitting it?
I don't know, Beck. Maybe I was afraid of what I might find out, that's all.
Like what?
Like I'm doing something wrong. Like this whole thing is my fault. Like I'm messing up my kid's life. I guess I just didn't want to face it.
Oh, sweetie. Everybody makes mistakes. I mean, no parent is perfect. But if you deny that you have a problem and you don't ask for help, well, the next thing you know, your kids are dressing up in lobster suits.
Well, let me tell you something. I learned something very valuable. From now on, if I need help, I'm not going to be afraid to ask for it.
You know, mm-hmm. You're kind of sexy when you're vulnerable.
Help. My lips. Help. Help. Yeah, right here. It's a little hurt. To which I must say, have mercy.